Hey, hey, y'all.
Yes, that is literally the name of today's episode, 012. Nothing deep or abstract, just a simple hey, hey greeting. It is 2022. Happy New Year to you, my dear listeners. I'm not going to be covering anything traditional today. I'm not going to be touching on our traditional topic areas that have to do with emotional healing and restoration and holiness. But I simply wanted to greet you all and get you all caught up with my happenings and some things that I have in the queue, and to literally just chill with you guys for a little bit. Hopefully, you can also use this extra month to get caught up on the podcast if you're new or you haven't been following for a while. You can access this podcast from all platforms, or mostly all platforms. And you can also follow me on social media and the blog. All those links will be waiting for you in the show notes. So I figured, since it's a new year and we are all pretty much, or most likely, trying to all act brand new, this would be a good time to reintroduce myself. I've had to reintroduce myself to myself quite a bit over the past few weeks and months in an effort to get clear on the path that I'm called to take as it pertains to this work. It can be easy and tempting and somewhat misleading to take all paths simply because you can, or because you're good at it or knowledgeable in it or skilled at multiple things. What I have found with that particular pattern is that you can quickly become overwhelmed and overstretched and not quite fully effective at any one thing. There are many things that I love and am skilled at, as I'm sure is the case for you. I not only want to walk in the things that I love, which walking in all things I love simply isn't realistic, but I want to effectively walk in the things that God has called me to and set me aside for. So with that, I have been spending time drilling down and down and down on understanding what my main path is. And I selectively use that word understanding because I don't believe that we can truly get the full picture or the full idea of what God has for us. We don't know the mind of God. We can know some, and by some, I mean really, really little about the mind of God. But what I have learned with firsthand experience and what I have read about in scripture and what I have heard shared through other believers is that a lot of times we won't understand what God is doing in our lives. He won't paint the whole picture for us to be able to see. The picture is painted, but we only see portions of that picture. We only see fragments of that picture at any given time. And a lot of times we don't fully get it until after we've done it or after we've gone through it, whatever it is. So I do say that loosely with drilling down on understanding what my main path is. I mean that from a very humanistic place. I can't, there's some things that God just brings you to it, and you go through it, you yield to his will, you yield to what he's calling you to, and then you get the bigger picture after, or you may not even get the bigger picture in this lifetime. So I have just been spending time, I guess I should say I've been spending time getting clear on how I'm going to exert my energy, where I'm going to put my efforts into, as opposed to just kind of continually doing a ton of different things, being more strategic, more targeted at what I believe God is calling me to in this particular season. So with that, some of the things that I am feeling that I need to become more targeted in are the podcast here, the She's Marked podcast, the Marked Life blog, and if you all have been following me on social media, the Marked Store, which I am hoping and praying I will be able to launch this year. I'm going to launch it this year. I don't have the details on when just yet, but I have been spending so much time just becoming educated and learning, and connecting with other entrepreneurs who run e-commerce marketplaces. And so I will be launching the Marked Store this year. The Marked Store is, here's my slogan. You guys ready for this? Okay. So for the godly woman, her home, and her littles. So the Marked Store is going to be offering soul-strengthening, Christ-centered gifts and goods for the godly woman, her home, and her littles. And by littles, I mean children. Yes. So the majority of the products that I am going to be curating and offering and reselling on the Mark store is going to be geared towards the home environment, home decor, and then not just for the home, but if you have an office or you have an office space or you have a she shed, you might find some really great things. If you have a prayer room, you might find some really great things to just kind of add and get the word around you so you can see it. I'll be talking a little bit more about my reason behind the Mark store, some of my inspirations for the Mark store at a later time. So those are the three areas that I'm going to really be focusing on putting my best efforts toward: the podcast, the blog, and the store. Another quick thing I wanted to mention regarding the store and the children's components, there are going to be some resources, learning resources, biblical learning resources for mamas to teach their children. So yeah, stay tuned for more of that. Some other things that I really want to work on and focus on, I guess, for this year is, like I mentioned earlier, putting forth the effort. When you reach a certain stage in life, there are so many things that you're juggling. There are so many things that are pulling and demanding your attention, and it can be easy to continue to let the days take control, to let the demands take control. But getting intentional and really putting forth the effort, that is one of my goals for this year. I want to mention something that my husband and I did. I don't know if this is something that you all do. If it's not, you might find this useful. So I've heard of different families, different couples at the start of their year getting together and kind of vision planning for the year. So that is not something traditionally that my husband and I do at the beginning of the year. We kind of just do it, but just not in like a formal sit down fashion. Okay, let's hash this out. Let's plan this out. What do we want to do? It happens just in a different, much different way. So this year we said, you know what? It's January. Let's sit down and turn this thing into an event. And so we did. We're actually still in the process of this. When you guys are hearing this episode, we'll be at the end of January. But now that I'm actually recording, the time of the actual recording is the beginning of January. So anyway, we're still in the process of this planning. And one of the things that we did is we identified our values, and we didn't talk this over with one another. I wanted to hear my husband's values. He wanted to hear my values. And then we wanted to put it together to see, okay, new year, new you. I know of your values from what I have seen by living with you and being married to you, but our values can certainly change. So this was an opportunity for us to revisit our values and kind of reintroduce or introduce those values to one another. So I literally got a small size poster board, got out the permanent marker, and my husband listed 3 to 4 of his core values right now, real time, 2022. And I did the same thing. And effort came up on that list. Of course, family and faith came up on that list. A few other things came up on that list. But I really would like, Lord willing, I would really like this to be a year of discipline and effort. I feel a freeness and a freedom in my spirit. You know, I was listening to, I'm getting off track here, but hey, it's the Hey Hey episode. So anything goes. There's no formula or particular structure today. So anyway, I was listening to an episode, another podcast recently, and this podcast was in the area of entrepreneurship. And one of the things that the gentleman said after really having some serious pitfalls in his business and kind of just recapping on lessons learned, he said, God's yes is not the same thing as God's go. And so what he meant by that was that God can give you the yes on something. And a lot of times, because it's like, oh my goodness, I got that yes from the Most High God. Like, whose yes is better than God's yes? Let me get to it now. And it doesn't work that way. God could give you a yes, but you might not even be ready for it, and it might not even be the time for it. So what I was saying was that with this particular season that is upon us, I feel a freeness inside. So if you have been walking alongside me in my particular journey, I've been doing this outreach with women for a few years now. All along the way, I've been brainstorming ways of all kinds of things, monetizing and all sorts of things. And I just couldn't seem, for a number of reasons. I've had a couple babies in the past few years and all kinds of other things that have happened, but I just couldn't seem to get mental clarity or feel that freeness, if you guys know what I'm talking about. And all of a sudden, I'm starting to feel that. So I want to act while the doors are wide open. So I'm going to be getting very serious this year and putting forth the effort that is needed for, you know, building the necessary skills that are needed. And we will see where God takes me. So some of the other things that I have been working on, I recently announced on social media that I have been working toward getting my certification as a biblical counselor. So I'm excited about that. Part of what I had already had under my umbrella was and still is mentorship, but I wanted to get the necessary skills, sharpening my sword in that area, specifically from a biblical worldview. I received my undergraduate, just a little backstory. I received my undergrad in psychology. And sometime after that, I was pursuing postgraduate studies and certification in positive psychology and cognitive behavioral therapy. And I was really ingrained in those particular fields and in secular psychology. And so I had a major shift a few years ago in my faith walk, in deliverance. And so I realized the weight and the truth and the sufficiency of the Bible as guide for all things emotions, all things mental health, all things. And again, I am not, well, I want to be very clear. I am not knocking secular psychology. I'm not knocking it. That was my background. But I am saying that I recognized and I'm still realizing the sufficiency of the Word of God, the sufficiency of Christ for healing and rectifying emotional wounds and those types of things. And I do want to dig into that in a future episode, not here, not today. We are keeping it light and easy today. So continue to pray for me through that process. What else do I want to share with you guys? Reviews. I need y'all to help a sister out. If you guys have been enjoying the podcast, leave a review. That really increases the chances for this podcast getting out to other women who can benefit from it. Please consider leaving a review. If you have not already joined the email list, go over to shesmarked.com and sign up. The ebook, Through the Turbulence, if you have not already read that, go over to Amazon, type it in, Through the Turbulence by Hannah Forbes Smith, and you can access that there. And I want to know from you all. I'm kind of in the process right now of shaping my content calendar for this year. What are some topics that you all would like to discuss? What are some topics that you would like me to discuss more in depth? My vision for this space is to primarily address issues of the heart, emotional healing, emotional restoration, deliverance, holiness, righteousness. Those are my main areas. I do have a fondness for motherhood. I am a new homeschooling mom. So talk to me about the areas that you would like me to discuss, the areas that you might particularly be looking for biblical mentorship in. Those topics on emotions and mental health and what the Lord has to say about those things in His Word. Send me an email. You can email me at shesmarkedpodcast@gmail.com. I had to think about that. If you're following me on social media, go ahead and send me a direct message. And what else? I am a singer. I am a speaker. I am a voice talent, and I will soon be a biblical counselor, a a certified biblical counselor, I did want to talk a little bit about the voice work that I do. I have had an interest in voiceovers for a few years now, and I've actually done a few jobs here and there. I've done everything from corporate gigs, you know, voicemails, phone systems. I have done church announcement videos. I have done my own voiceover videos. Speaking of which, if you'd like to see some, go over to my YouTube channel. Once you're on YouTube, you should be able to find me under its_Hannah. I will link that in the show notes and you can see some videos that I have done. I love speaking. I love voice. And that is also another thing at some point that I want to continue to get training in as a vocal talent. But if there's any other way that you all want to partner, please let me know. If you need a host for your podcast, if you need that intro voice, welcome to the She's Marked podcast. Let me know. I'd be glad to explore your needs further and potentially partner. If you have radio commercials that you need voice for, please consider me. And I'd love to talk to you more about what you have in mind. Also, if you're looking for speakers for your faith-based events, your small groups, let me know. Going back to voice really quickly, if you have educational videos, if you have books that you want narrated, those are the types of alleys that I am walking in, and I'm going to be continuing to walk in, Lord willing. So please let me know what you have in mind. In terms of writing, if you are looking for a co-author, also, in some instances, if you're looking for a ghost writer, please let me know. If you're looking to have a writer on your blog, let me know. I'm more than interested and open in doing guest features right now for other bloggers and other writers on their websites. Also, my number one, the thing that I have been doing since I was 3 years old is I am a singer. It was really nice. Just a week ago, I was able to sing at the church that I grew up in, courtesy of my mom's invitation. And it was just such a wonderful thing to get back to the heart of worship through music. Music was my first love. And who knows, maybe I will be back in the studio sometime this year. We'll see. But if you need a singer, a worshiper. I do worship only for worship events or small group events or church events or virtual events. Consider me. You can find some of my work on YouTube. If you're looking for a singer, let me know. If you're looking for a speaker, if you're looking for voiceover, if you're looking for mentorship, and then later on this year, once I've received my certification, I'm not sure what I will be doing with the counseling aspect, but I think that's it. I think that's it. So for those of you who are back, thank you so much for listening again. And for those of you who are new, welcome to the She's Marked podcast. I pray that you will be blessed and that you will find tremendous healing as you listen and as we go along in this journey together. Anyways, I think I have yapped enough for the day. Hey, hey, happy new year to you lovely ladies. And as always, thank you so much for tuning in. Until next time. That's it for today, but the journey continues. Visit shesmarked.com for more episodes, to make a donation, or to check out the Marked Life blog. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, tell a friend, and consider leaving a review. Remember, the word tells us that many are called, but few are chosen. As you go through this week, remember to walk as children of light.